On this episode, I want to talk about how you will know and when you will know it's time for you to finally talk to some prospects. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. All right, on today's episode, let's imagine the scenario where you are new to sales or you're new to a role at a company. And so you're learning their process. You're going through training. Hopefully, they've built out an amazing training program. Hopefully, they've given you lots of tools and resources, scripts, rebuttals, everything and anything that you need in order to move forward and be successful in sales. Hopefully, they have given you some type of videos to watch, some recordings, some sales presentations, sales conversations to listen to, effective ones that follow the scripting that the company has put together. And they've been able to put you through all of that process as far as what the company does, the value to its clients, and what you're really selling and why your potential customers should want and need what it is that you're selling. Why is it that they actually want to speak with you? What is the value and how are you going to leave them in a better place? Hopefully the training program has addressed all of that. The trainers have taken you under their wings. They've helped you in all the ways possible. How will you know when it's time for you to finally talk to prospects? Now, here's the challenge. If you're new to sales, a lot of people who have the natural tendency to want to be in sales and the confidence to go with it, and maybe the ego to go with it, want to dive in right away. Just let me talk to people. I don't need any more training. I don't need your scripts. Let me just dive in there. And then other people on the other end of the spectrum, people more like me as a default in the way that I used to be on the analytical side, want to wait until they're perfectly ready. They don't want to jump in the pool to try to swim until they know that they've mastered swimming in their mind and in practice, in theory, and watched videos and read books, and they know exactly what they're going to do when they jump in the water, right? And we've seen kids that do both things using that analogy, where they jump, some kids just instantly jump in and we'll figure it out later, right? Instead of ready, aim, fire, they're just like fire, fire, and then aim, and then ready, and then, you know, someone usually has to jump in and rescue them. Or there's the other kid, which just stands on the edge of the pool, literally not jumping in, not getting in, not doing anything, paralyzed by fear and doubt and thinking about everything. So how do you balance that? For the people who are just wanting to just jump in and kind of do it recklessly and figure it out later, you want to make sure that you're still going to be able to have a professional conversation. For the other end of the spectrum, and we're going to merge those together here, you want to trust the process and then also know that the only way you're going to learn and get better is by doing. You cannot master anything until you get started, right? And this big thing, this is a quote that I heard years ago, is every master was once a disaster. It can be really tough when you see or hear somebody in sales, especially at a new company that you work at, where they sound so good. They've got it down so well. They're so polished with their conversation, their processes. When somebody asks them a question, they have a great response. They move people forward. They're ringing the bell constantly and effortlessly. And it's like, oh my gosh, how will I ever get to that level? Remember, at one point they were new. At one point they were a hot mess and they needed lots of guidance. And it wasn't an instant process. There's no such thing as an overnight success in anything. And they got to where they are now by starting and then by working on it and being focused on improving constantly. Okay. So that's the key. Now, how will you know? Back to this question, how will you know when it's time to talk to prospects? When you have effectively and efficiently gone through and can go through in a conversation everything that you've been provided. You should have your scripting. You should be able to flow through that script. You should have the answers to questions that might come up. You understand the process, the technology, the tools, and things that you will be required to do enough to jump in with it. Now, here's the deal. When will you know? Well, your company should hopefully know, but it's at the point where you feel like you can have a conversation and you know what your backup plan will be when they throw something at you that you can't address. All right. And that could be questions, objections. It could be handling the process in the system. Maybe you don't understand or remember or have memorized the full process that's required for an actual sale, that's okay. As long as somebody's there with you, it's like the pool analogy in swimming. The key is not understanding and being a master at swimming right away. It's knowing that if you jump in, somebody is there to keep you afloat until you figure it out. Somebody is there to pull you back up if you start going underwater, and then guiding you through the process. So if you feel like somebody is there to watch over your shoulder and help you and pick you up or pull you up from the deeps of the water so that you don't drown, and you've gone through the process, then it's the time to get started. Here's the biggest thing. Here's what I know that I know that I know, having done this for so long, having trained so many people, I'm gonna say thousands, that I've seen either directly or indirectly through my clients, you'll never be fully ready, just like anything. You cannot watch enough videos, read enough books, study and conceptualize swimming enough to be great at swimming. It takes jumping in the pool. Same thing with sales. Here's what I know that I know that I know is that everything that you've practiced, everything that you've role played, everything that you've gone through, everything that you've done drills on will mostly go out the window as soon as you get somebody on the phone. As soon as you get that real life potential customer that's not a coworker sitting next to you role playing over your headset or your boss throwing some objections at you, but a real live person where the pressure is on and you feel that pressure internally, I promise most of the stuff will go out the window. All of a sudden, you will lose the ability to speak or read your script or go through anything or to think because there's so much stuff going on. The adrenaline's going and it will just happen. Just make sure you have support with you and you have a backup plan in case things go sideways and you know the basics of where you're supposed to be going, it will be okay. I tell you, and I tell everybody the same thing, is you want to get in there and you want to start, and then you want to make sure somebody is helping you and you want to keep improving along the way. You don't want to just keep repeating a terrible process in the beginning. You want to make sure somebody's there to keep you afloat long enough for you to figure it out. And here's what I also know is that your first sale, that first sale that you do, will not be because you are amazing, because you won't be, because you will be a hot mess, I promise you. And it will, there will be mistakes and there will be errors. Unless you work for a company where they put you through 3 or 6 months worth of training, where you're just drilling and drilling and drilling day after day, like a military boot camp to get you ready, where, you know, in the military, there is no room for error in the battlefield, right? People have to be as ready as possible, but then it still doesn't matter. Once real bullets start flying, everything goes out the window and then it's all instinct. Same thing for you and your organization. The very first sale that you get, I promise, will be the intersection of you going through your process and then actually talking to a really nice person who really wants or needs what you're selling, and they put up with your newness, and they're empathetic to you and you're nice to them and they appreciate that, and then they will sign up. That's what you want to focus on. And that's how you'll know when it's time for you to focus on getting on the phones, getting in the meetings, knocking on doors, and talking to prospects.